And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley and as always I'm joined by Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo.
Gerald, and lovely to see you. Also Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning all, how are you?
Very well.
Now, today the show is all about movement and keeping our bodies moving. So, Gerald, what's your go-to when it comes to movement?
I'm a yoga fan. And it's funny how the sports that I play now, which is golf and lawn bowls, all seem to be better enjoyed when you slow things down. Slow your swing down. Slow everything down.
Mindfulness, right there.
Mindfulness, yes. If only I could master that.
Oh, I love that. What about you, Zoe? What's your go-to?
So I'm also a yoga girl. I'm a Bikram yoga girl, which is a little bit different because obviously it's applied heat. But what I love, I just love it because as I do get older, I need those tools to reset my nervous system. And I think when I'm in there for that hour and a half period of time, I've got no choice but to just submit to the exercise that I'm doing. And I put Emily behind and work behind and I'm just there and I'm present. And I've noticed such a change to my flexibility, obviously, but those little niggling injuries, I'm creating such a more movement and blood flow to those areas. So I'm a massive fan. I'm excited to hear more today, actually.
Well, this is so interesting because you mentioned slowing down and I've noticed, so I'm late 40s, I turned 50 this year, right? And I've noticed over the last few years, I don't know if it's partly lockdown, but also partly just I see movement as different now.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's so much less about punishing yourself and going really hard and more about being present and listening to what my body needs and slowing things down. It's such a different way of looking at exercise.
It's definitely looking at exercise holistically. We're not just looking at it from the physical element, we're looking at it from the mental element as well. And when we combine those two, that's when we do get the best result.
I see people running on the beach all the time and they don't smile.
Oh, well, I love running, I've got to tell you, and it's hard to smile when you are exhausted.
But is that submitting to exercise?
For me, running is very meditative. I love that.
Yeah, I quite like that too.
But you're a walker as well.
Yes, I've embraced the long walks.
Slow movement.
Of late, it's true.
You're ticking all the boxes, Jo.
Oh, well, you know, I do my best. But today we're going to look at new fitness trends and including the slow movement that can provide not only fun but gentle activity for all. Donna Aston is going to be joining us. She's a human performance coach, nutritionist, author, and director of Aston RX. And she's going to talk to us about leading a healthy lifestyle, which does include a healthy eating plan as well. Obviously, the two go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Definitely, without a doubt.
And she says, the message is it's never too late to try something new or reassess what you need in your life right now.
I love that.
And as you say, both of you, yoga fans, well, we're going to examine how yoga and other relaxation pastimes may contribute to the management and prevention of one of our most common heart conditions. Professor Peter Kistler, head of clinical electrophysiology research at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute and the Alfred Hospital, suggests a more holistic approach to managing the stress that goes with atrial fibrillation. This is so fascinating.
And AF is such a common thing. A lot of people live with atrial fibrillation, which is really where your heart goes out of rhythm. And there are medications available that bring it back into rhythm. But if we can reduce the risk of that happening, which is what this is all about, fascinating.
It's wonderful. And Gerald, you're here with the A to Z of vitamins. We're going to be talking protein powders and what they can do for us. And 131-873 is our number for any questions that you might have for Gerald or Zoe as far as your health is concerned, any advice that you might be after. But also, we'd love to hear from you. What do you do for exercise? What is your go-to to keep your body moving? Maybe you've discovered a bit of slow movement, some Tai Chi or Qigong, or perhaps it's salsa dancing, or maybe it's lawn bowls. Whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. What do you use to keep your body moving? Next up, fitness expert Donna Aston joins us to give us some useful tips on keeping our bodies moving and what to eat in the process. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Look and feel younger from the inside out with Anthogenol capsules from Chemist Warehouse. The powerful antioxidant supplement assists with healthy bone development, supports cardiovascular system health and connective tissue and tendon health. It can even support blood circulation to peripheral areas of the body and relieve symptoms of mild varicose veins. Add life to your years with Anthogenol capsules, just $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Anthogenol capsules are only $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, exercise is a great asset to our bodies, our mood, productivity, mental health. We all know that. It goes hand in hand with a healthy diet as well. And it's never too late to reassess and make some positive changes. In a slow way, perhaps. Joining us on the line is Donna Aston, a human performance coach, nutritionist, author and director of her own wellness company, Aston RX, to talk about the key ways to feeling good. It's what we're all after. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
It's so lovely to have you on the show. Firstly, can you tell us about the latest fitness trends? We've noticed the slow movement is really popular right now.
Yes, into slow fitness like Qigong and yoga and Tai Chi. And the main benefits of these is really about joint mobility, focused breathing techniques, a reduction in the likelihood of injury from doing exercise, and that's particularly for those who can't engage in the more rigorous activities.
It's interesting, Donna, because we keep hearing to listen to our bodies, be intuitive when it comes to exercise. Tell me, do you feel that people are actually slowing down, pausing when it comes to their choices of exercise these days?
I think they are, and particularly I think with the recent pandemic, people have realised in this very fast-paced and stressful environment that we actually do need to slow down and start doing some things that are not really as taxing on our body for recovery, and being a bit kinder to our body through exercise and adopting some great breathing.
Donna, as
and different types of yoga as well.
Yes. As time goes by, particularly blokes who tend to become a little probably more inactive, and postmenopausal women who find they get this middle age spread, and often they don't, they're puzzled as to why it's happening. Where do they start? How do they maintain or even help remove some of that baggage that they find is accumulating?
I think the most important thing is to really identify your health issues to start with. So often that menopausal period coincides with a lot of metabolic dysfunction, including insulin resistance and poor sleep, potentially due to hot flushes and things. So there are a lot of things going on at that age. And while our fat distribution changes through menopause, it really doesn't cause us to gain weight. So it just does coincide with those metabolic issues. So having a simple blood test can identify these things, and then really putting your mind to doing some regular, consistent exercise and cleaning up your diet and removing some of the snacking.
So it's a commitment, isn't it, really? You get started somewhere.
Yes, but the snacking, I know. It's such a trap. Donna.
It's something that we all do too much of, I'm afraid, and we're just raising our insulin all day, which causes us to store belly fat. So it's really important that we have 3 meals a day, have at least 5 hours between meals, and make sure that we're having at least a 12-hour overnight fast.
Yeah, that's the big thing, isn't it? Give your body the break that it actually needs. Donna, it's an interesting thing because we talk about, exercising regularly, exercising for long periods of time. I like the fact that there seems to be a bit more knowledge now on these mini workouts. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of mini workouts. I really don't
think you
have to do it all in one go. I mean, who's got the time to find an hour in a day? Any activity, incidental activity, even little bursts of activity are great. If I'm sitting and writing for a long time, I'll jump up and do some skipping for 5 minutes, or just anything at all you can do to incorporate into the day, but making sure that it's consistent and that you actually do it. And don't try to find an hour.
Donna, pedometer sales went through the roof years ago because we're all being told to walk 10,000 steps a day. Does that still hold water?
Look, there is a lot about that, and I don't know where that magic number really comes from, to be honest. And if you're currently doing 2,000 steps a day and you try to jump to 10,000, you're probably going to risk some injury, some joint pain, and you probably won't be able to walk for the next 3 days. So it's about a gradual increase and being as active as you possibly can. Everybody has different physical limitations, so it really depends on what sort of shape you're in and you know, gradually increase your fitness and your activity.
Great.
So, Donna, for anyone who's listening who is aware they need to move their bodies more, which possibly is all of us, what is your number one tip?
Number one tip is just consistency. Everybody has a different ability, as I said. So it's really important, I think, there's an authenticity to weight loss. So a lot of people say to me that, you know, they'd love to look like they're fit and healthy, but it's actually about being fit and healthy, and the aesthetic side of it comes as a result of that. So it's just get moving, be consistent, and really be conscious of the food that you're eating and be mindful.
I love it.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, I love the mindfulness. It's so key to me as far as just being present with how you're moving your body rather than just going hard and
it's not hurting yourself. Set realistic expectations. Mm. Don't push yourself to the point where you just give up.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's been great to learn from you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. And like we said, 131873 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. How do you move your body? Cameron in Botanic Ridge, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Look, Louise and I, we walk our greyhound in the morning. Minnie, we take her around the block. During the day, I work in a warehouse. I walk around checking stock rather than being chained to a computer desk. Weekends, we go greyhound walking with other dogs. In the evening, Louise has got me into yoga, which helps me wind down to bed at night and helps calm. And just as lockdown, yoga was good for just getting it out of a rut.
Wow. Busy life, Cameron.
I love it. But do you know what I'm loving is how many men are embracing yoga later in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet the common feedback is, how can that make a difference? Because you're not really moving. Well, in fact, it's the opposite. You're moving and stretching under supervision constantly.
Mm. And I think Cameron had that right balance. He was doing the practical thing, which is walking his dog. Firstly, I just want to say thank you so much, because obviously there's a big need for people to adopt greyhounds and support, you know, the greyhound foundations that are out there. So you are amazing. But you've got that balance. You're doing what's practical. You have to walk your dog. So you've made that a part of your lifestyle. And then you're doing the karmic approach, the things that are actually going to work on that central nervous system. Nothing increases our neurochemicals faster than deep breathing and exercise. So it's the perfect time to actually be doing that, particularly when you go to bed. So that's a good combo.
Love it. Thank you so much, Cameron. Our number is 131873. Do give us a call with questions for your health and, continue the conversation. How are you moving your body? We'd love to hear from you. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Look and feel younger from the inside out with Anthogenol capsules from Chemist Warehouse. The powerful antioxidant supplement assists with healthy bone development, supports cardiovascular system health and connective tissue and tendon health. It can even support blood circulation to peripheral areas of the body and relieve symptoms of mild varicose veins. Add life to your years with Anthogenol capsules, just $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Anthogenol capsules are only $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, before we get to our callers, 131873 is the number. Do keep calling. But we want to give a shout out and congratulations to St Mary's footy team in the Northern Territory Football League, who won the men's grand final last weekend, defeating Waratah. And for a bit of background, St Mary's is renowned for its connection with the Rioli and Long families. Incredible history, this particular club.
What this club does for Indigenous sports people in the NT is just phenomenal. Here's their motto, because it's St Mary's. From little saints, big saints grow.
Oh,
isn't that phenomenal?
Oh,
that's their motto. And bear in mind, started in 1952, really, and they've missed out on finals twice in all that time.
Wow. Extraordinary performance.
Better than Collingwood.
A lot better than Collingwood.
Yeah. So more success to them. Thank you, Chemist Warehouse, for spreading the love up in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, they are sponsored by Chemist Warehouse, who are very committed to supporting Indigenous players across footy at all levels. So, yes, congratulations to St Mary's. And I tell you what, if you do love your footy, take a look at the NTFL. Mm. Extraordinary skills up there.
Amazing.
Love it. Love it. 131-873 is our number. We're talking about how do you move your body. Good morning, Stephen in Greenvale.
G'day, guys. The way I've always moved my body is, even before COVID, was dance aerobics and step aerobics using the steps over my house.
I love that.
So do you do a little grapevine? Is that your thing? Love a little grapevine.
So all you have to do is get on your Bananarama and Madonna.
Oh, you're the best.
From the 80s and just get going. I mean, look, my parents used to make fun of me, but now they're doing it themselves and they're in their late 70s.
Mm. I do love that, Stephen. And the other thing that you're pointing out there is you don't need all the equipment.
No.
You have it in the house.
Sure. And do you know what I like best? Stephen's referral to grapevines. I think that's just phenomenal.
Yes.
But I was thinking of something else at the time.
Yeah, sure. No, I love that, Stephen. How fantastic. Thank you for your call. Jim in Penrith, you actually have a question with regard to your health this morning. Tell us.
Good morning, Jim. How can we help?
I suffer from cramps in bed each night. Mm-hmm. And like, I was taking tablets for it. Mm-hmm. But then I stopped taking them because it gave me diarrhoea.
Yes. So you were taking magnesium, Jim, and that can actually happen. Do you take medications for cholesterol, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only
fine.
20 milligrams.
Yeah, that's the only 20 milligrams enough to give you cramps in your lower legs. So please go off and buy some ubiquinol today. Mm-hmm. Get at least 150 milligram of ubiquinol and take one of those each morning and you'll find those lower leg cramps will disappear. So this is not, this is a muscular issue caused by liver involvement of the cholesterol-lowering medication, and then you won't have to worry about diarrhea because it's not going to happen. Ubiquinol, at least 150 milligram every day.
And when it comes to how we actually metabolise those toxins, what we want to make sure is we've got a lot of bitter foods in our diet. So bitter foods actually help to stimulate the enzymes, they help to support the liver. But we are looking at that complete mineral profile as well. So you do need to make sure you've got potassium, calcium, magnesium, and even little things like eating small fish like sardines. It contains selenium in there as well. So calcium, also omega fats, all those essential fatty acids. So it's looking at a complete, but the liver is often the key, and I find that with a lot of my clients when it comes to hormones and cramping. So supporting the liver as much as we can.
Thank you so much, Jim. Gwen in Vaucluse, tell us, how do you move your body?
I go for a couple of walks a day if I'm home.
Well done.
I'm not going shopping. Mm-hmm. And I'm 84. Go for two half-hour walks.
Oh, fantastic.
And that keeps me going. But I've got sciatica and celiac, and I can't put weight on. I'm just the opposite, where the other people are wanting to lose it.
A couple of issues there, Gwen, and really I'll get Zoe to comment on the weight issue. My only comment is to be careful when you're walking around on footpaths. There are so many uneven footpaths.
Yes.
That
right
unexpected
now.
Fall can change your life, because you've had all that rain and you'll find that footpaths will be changing. So be careful. So what can Gwen do with those restrictions, Zoe, to put on a kilo or two?
So it's when it comes to celiac, what we really want to look at is absorption. So there's an absorption issue happening here as well. So we need to really make sure that gut is actually absorbing its nutrients effectively. So you do need to look at things like some L-carnitine, some good things, some zinc in there as well, that are really going to help to make sure we're kind of plugging the holes up and making sure there's no additional leaky gut syndrome. But the key thing here is protein and fats. It's making sure that those two food groups are in every meal and every snack. Now, that might seem like it's going to be quite filling, but there's some really beautiful foods like hemp seeds. Hemp seeds is one of these incredible seeds that's got the perfect ratio of omega-3, omega-6 and omega-9, which is exactly what the body needs in the absorption and the quantity that it has. But the other thing it's got is protein. So, for example, when I make my daughter's sandwich, I put hemp seeds on. So, Vegemite overnight sandwich with some hemp seeds, because it's a great way to get those two food groups in there. But just incorporating more nuts and seeds into your diet, more good quality fish into the diet, using extra virgin olive oil, hemp seeds, got to bump up those fats and protein as much as you can. But I'm very impressed. I think it's amazing that you're doing the two walks a day. But exactly like Gerald said, please be careful.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, Gwen. You have a great day and enjoy your walking today.
I'll try.
Yeah, thank you so much. And in just a moment, Professor Peter Kistler joins us to talk about how yoga, we've already talked a lot about yoga this morning and how much we love it. Well, he has research to show how it might be able to assist heart disease. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Anthogenol capsules are only $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming with any questions that you might have to support your health. But first, yoga and relaxation techniques are being suggested to assist the management of one of our most common heart conditions. And joining us on the line is the man behind this new report, Professor Peter Kistler, Head of Clinical Electrophysiology Research at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute and also the Alfred Hospital. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
It's so lovely to have you on the show. We recently saw a photo of you in a newspaper doing yoga in relation to your findings to aid atrial fibrillation. And I must say, you have quite impressive balance in this photo. So you're obviously a lover of yoga yourself. Can you first please explain what is atrial fibrillation?
So atrial fibrillation is an irregular heartbeat, and it's the most common arrhythmia out in our society, affecting more than 500,000 Australians. And the significance of atrial fibrillation is not only in its symptoms, but it's one of the leading causes of stroke and also heart failure.
It's quite, being sick as a whole causes anxiety and causes a lot of nervousness. And I think with a lot of people, particularly with something like atrial fibrillation, they often feel like it's all in the doctor's hands. How can it be managed? Because I loved seeing this. I thought it was such a commendable scenario because I felt that you were saying, giving this a little bit of power back to other people, saying you can actually make some management changes. But what other things can they do?
I suppose atrial fibrillation is often associated with anxiety and depression. And as you say, we're trying to move towards a little bit more of a holistic approach rather than just giving out pills or doing surgeries or interventions. So, and atrial fibrillation's been shown to be strongly associated with lifestyle habits, if you like. So just things like exercise, eating better, sleeping better can all improve your outcomes from atrial fibrillation.
Peter, we've seen over the years the whole beta blocker market's been huge for a long, long time. Have we been too quick to prescribe and dispense beta blockers instead of looking at the underlying issues around AF, which seems to be so common these days?
Yeah, no, AF is certainly really common. Well, beta blockers, as you know, they've been with us for decades and they've got proven value in controlling the heart rate. And some of the symptoms associated with atrial fibrillation is this very fast heart rate or palpitations. And beta blockers are really effective with that. But they can come with a whole host of side effects. And some of those are definitely mood-related, depression. They can attenuate your exercise performance. So sometimes people describe it as a little bit like driving the car with the foot partially on the brake. So while they can definitely be beneficial, they can have some problems. So, yeah, absolutely worth looking into what might be triggering episodes more deeply.
Great. So what is so effective about yoga and atrial fibrillation? What did your report show?
So our report was more broadly looking at stress and AF and looking at the two-way relationship. So stress is reported as a trigger for AF in about 20% of people, but I must say in my own experience it seems much, much higher than that. Mm-hmm. And AF in itself can trigger that sort of anxiety. So we looked at some sort of stress management techniques, one of which is yoga. And to date, there's actually only been one really small study out of the US with just 50 people with AF, and they did 3 months of yoga, and they found that their symptoms related to AF, and their, actually even their AF episodes were reduced by regular yoga.
Wow.
It's interesting because obviously mental health is the big, when anyone's sick, mental health is a real issue. Do you think there's actually been done enough in the area of managing, not just for AF, but generally when we look at heart conditions? Because particularly for things like premenopausal and postmenopausal women, there's such an increase of heart disease. And often this is the most stressful time in our life. We've got, you know, changes happening to our body. We've still got young children in that sort of perimenopausal stage, but there's risk factors really increasing.
Yeah, no, look, I think the medical fraternity has definitely been on board with the importance of mental health. And I think what's changed a lot in recent years has been the community acceptance of the importance of mental health. But, no, I agree. There's still really a focus on physical symptoms rather than the psychological consequences and contributions to disease. So, yeah, look, I think absolutely more can be done. I suppose it's just a really challenging area. And if medicos take a little bit more of a holistic approach and think about options outside of sort of pharmaceuticals, then I think people will be better looked after.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Peter Kissler, and congratulations on this report. I think it's wonderful.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Peter.
Yes, and we do love that notion of taking back control as someone who, anyone who's managing a chronic illness or condition, it's good to know that there are things you can do for yourself. Let's get to some calls. We've got Bob in Mount Druitt. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Is that Peter?
Peter's no longer with us, but did you have a question, Bob?
Yeah. I have suffered with AF for about the last 7-odd years. Uh-huh. I've had 5 bouts which required hospitalisation. Uh-huh. And I'm still waiting on the PN hospital contacting me for admission.
Okay.
I had my heart stopped the last time at the PN when they hit me with the paddles, but it still did not revert to its normal sinus rhythm. So the cardiologist who I saw, well, nearly 5 weeks ago, filled in the pre-admission forms for the PN for this electrocardiac shock treatment.
Yes.
Mm. He didn't refer to it as inversion, but shock treatment this time.
Yep.
Well,
the important thing, and what I hope you, Bob, you got out of that chat with Professor Peter, was your opportunity to look at issues like yoga to get your body in tune, reduce stress, because living with the stress of a possible AF episode is not fun.
No.
And instead of rushing to the beta blocker or the surgery or whatever, take some power. Make some time for your yoga, and the research clearly shows the benefits.
And Bob, what is it like living with this? I mean, I imagine it's like a shadow hanging over you.
Well, I try not to allow that, but at the end of the day, the heart sort of, when it's palpitating, I can tell you a very funny story very quickly. I was standing in the kitchen there before my wife passed away, and I could just about feel my heart coming out through my chest. And she walked in and says, "You okay?" I said, "Not really, love. I think I need to go to hospital." She said, "Look, can you wait till I hang the washing out?"
That's awesome.
And
therein lies the practicalities of life.
I really think I need to go now.
Well, I mean, when the sun's out, you got to get the washing on, Bob. Oh, lovely to hear from you, Bob. We do hope that you get the attention that you feel that you really need.
And keep smiling. Yeah. It's a great attitude, Bob.
Yes.
Well done. Good
Thank
luck.
You so much, Bob. Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to look at more ways to look after your health and well-being on the AZ of Vitamins.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What's clean, vegan and packed full of skin-loving ingredients? It's new Ribble London Kind and Free Moisturising Skin Tint. It's free from nasties, formulated with aloe vera and antioxidant complex of vitamin E and B5, delivering 24-hour hydration. The lightweight formula evens skin tone and blurs imperfections and is suitable for sensitive skin. It's clean beauty that works, no compromises. Rimmel London Kind and free moisturising skin tint is $9.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Anthogenol capsules are only $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for the A to Z of vitamins. And Gerard, we're talking protein powders.
And protein, Zoe, is often neglected, isn't it? And it's all ages. So when we think protein powders, we think, you know, huge muscles and people in gyms and things, but that isn't necessarily the case. Most people aren't getting enough protein, and protein's the core strength. And as we mentioned to Gwen of Vaucluse, you need protein and core strength to actually keep you strong, keep your muscles functioning. And look, a little hint with protein, if you're going to use a protein powder, blend it and shake it really well. They really are really most tasty, but lots of people just throw it in and try and stir it with a spoon. Blend it well, shake it well, maybe once a day for most people, but if you're an athlete and you're looking to for muscle growth with the branched chain amino acids and things, helping recovery from exercise, go and do it. But don't be frightened of looking at a protein powder.
And definitely getting those protein powders, as you know, it's the quality, it's the whey protein, making sure that you've got the best quality protein your body can absorb in there. But, Joel, there's so many creative ways. I mean, I will put a little bit of extra protein powder into my yogurt.
There you go.
I'll mix it into, like, if I'm making muffins, and I'll use it to actually cook with. So there's quite good ways and simple ways you can add additional protein into your diet.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by INC Sports Nutrition, powering tomorrow today. Well, our number is 131-873. Thanks for your call, Don. Good morning.
Hello, Don.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
I've got some questions about prostate.
Yes.
One of the things I want to find out is, what can I avoid, if there is anything that can be avoided?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, like in foods or...
Yeah, one word there, Don, avoid beer.
Beer, I don't drink beer anyway.
Well, fine, then you're on the right track. The herb specifically, Don, has got two names, saw, S-A-W, and palmito, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O. That is the specific, clinically proven herb to help bladder smooth muscle and therefore help prostate function. So you can buy saw palmito in capsules once or twice a day from your local pharmacy, and it doesn't interact. And food-wise, it's tomatoes, though, isn't it?
For lycopene. Yeah, it certainly is. We need all that lycopene in our diet. I mean, I think probably the most easy adoptive diet is the Mediterranean diet, because what we have is we have a huge amount of those beautiful antioxidants coming into our diet, like we do what we find in tomatoes. But what we also have is we have the things to mitigate and support liver and also get those good fats in there, which works with supporting some hormonal balancing overall.
Thanks so much, Don. We have time for one more quick call. Good morning, June in Wurunga.
Hello, June.
Good morning. Look, I have an 8-year-old grandson who's gluten and dairy free. Mm-hmm. Now, I would want to know some vitamins that are suitable for a child that he could take that doesn't have that in it, like that's going to affect that.
Well, there's a few things, June, and I think, first of all, he needs, and hopefully his folks will be looking after, either a nutritionist or a dietitian to give him clear guidelines as to how he can maximise his nutritional intake, bearing in mind his couple of restrictions. That's the first thing to do. Now, once that's done, then you can fill in some particular gaps with things like vitamin D, vitamin A, the oil-soluble ones to help his immune function. But really, Zoe, it's the dietitian stroke nutritionist who has to get involved early.
And the thing is also, I mean, a lot of kids, they do actually grow out of allergies, but, you know, making sure that gut's absorbing things. So we talk about, you know, slippery elm to help with the gut, probiotics to help with gut, L-glutamine to help with gut absorption. If they're not absorbing nutrients and they're not getting enough nutrients in their diet, it can be a problem.
Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have a question. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's another big day, a 5K walk, 10K bike ride, followed by some work in the garden, feeling tired, just thinking about it. Achieve more with Wakey Wakey Gummies. Taylor your wakefulness with up to 5 gummies per day to help boost energy levels and support concentration. Plus, each gummy contains vitamins B3, B6, B12 and C for increased mental stamina. Wakey Wakey Gummies are $12.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Anthogenol capsules are only $55.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, as we wrap up another House of Wellness for this week, if you're after more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 at midday today for House of Wellness TV. We learn about epilepsy, which is actually a fairly common condition, but it's one that not many people know much about. So that's super interesting. And there are some very adorable visitors to the studio, three-year-old triplets, Sophia, Alexia and Aurora, for a very fun and interesting conversation with their parents, the Elberts. Because did you know that a new study into why multiple births happen could hold up a mirror to human health that can benefit us all?
Interesting.
Yes,
how'd you go? How'd you go with triplets, Jo?
Not good.
No.
Not for you, Zoe?
Not for me.
But what a blessing. I mean, and these were natural triplets, which is extraordinary. There's a lift out.
House of Wellness Plus Fitness is in News Limited papers today, and Jo's on the front. Oh, no, it's not you, Jo.
How rude. No. That's not me. But, oh, look, she's very fit, and
yes,
I'm certainly
like you.
Not. But anyway... it's been lovely to have you both on this show this week. And as always, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And we will see you all again next week.